From Washington, this is VOA News. Palestinians lay blame for the killing of a teenager in Jerusalem. Tons of chemical weapons from Syria are on their way out of that country. I'm Ira Melman at the VOA Broadcast Center. Palestinians are accusing Israeli extremists of abducting and killing an Arab teenager and burning his body Wednesday, sparking hours of clashes in East Jerusalem and drawing charges that the youth was murdered to avenge the killings of three kidnapped Israeli teens. Seeking to calm the explosive situation, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged a swift inquiry into what he called a reprehensible murder and called on people to respect the rule of law. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said it was clear extremist Jewish settlers were responsible and called on Israel to bring the killers to justice. The death added to the already heightened tensions caused by the killings of the three Israeli teenagers whose bodies were discovered Monday, just over 2 weeks after they disappeared in the West Bank. Israel accused Hamas, the Islamic militant group that controls Gaza, of being behind those abductions, which led to the largest ground operation in the West Bank in nearly a decade, with Israel arresting hundreds of Hamas operatives as part of a broad manhunt. White House spokesman John Earnest here in Washington condemned the murder.
The United States condemns in the strongest possible terms the heinous murder of Palestinian teenager Mohammed Hussein Abu Qader. We send our condolences to his family and to the Palestinian people. We note that Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has called upon law enforcement authorities to work as quickly as possible to identify the perpetrators and motives behind this heinous act, and we hope to swiftly see the guilty parties brought to justice. We call on the government of Israel and the Palestinian Authority to take all necessary steps to prevent an atmosphere of revenge and retribution. People who undertake acts of vengeance will only destabilize an already volatile an emotional situation.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the crime is sickening. He said there were no words to convey adequately our condolences. Hundreds of tons of Syrian chemical weapons have been transferred onto a U.S. cargo ship that will transport them to international waters for destruction. On Wednesday, a Danish freighter accompanied by a military helicopter brought the weapons to the Italian port of Gioia Tauro under heavy security. After the lethal cargo was transferred to a U.S. military ship headed into the open ocean, where about half of the cargo will be destroyed at sea. The rest will be destroyed at plants in the United States and Europe. Among the cargo are supplies of mustard gas and agents used to make sarin nerve gas. Iran says it's ready to take concrete steps to ensure its nuclear program remains peaceful, but will not kneel in submission. Those comments were made by the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in a YouTube message as delegates from Iran and six world powers arrived in Vienna for a marathon final round of talks. Zarif urged negotiators to use mutual respect in negotiations rather than what he called a spiral of escalation.
In the next 3 weeks, we have a unique opportunity to make history, to forge a comprehensive agreement over Iran's nuclear energy program, and to end an unnecessary crisis that has distracted us from addressing together our common challenges.
The parties face a July 20th deadline for a final agreement or risk the possibility the talks could be extended and get tougher. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy is under formal investigation in a tangled corruption inquiry that risks derailing his widely anticipated political comeback. From Paris, Lisa Bryan has more for VOA.
Ex-President Nicolas Sarkozy returned home Wednesday with the news he is under formal investigation after spending an unprecedented 15 hours in police custody outside Paris. Magistrates are looking into whether Mr. Sarkozy used his influence to interfere with a probe into alleged irregularities involving his 2007 election campaign. His lawyer and a high-ranking judge are also under investigation. Mr. Sarkozy has vehemently denied all allegations of misconduct, suggesting they are politically motivated. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
The foreign ministers of Ukraine, Russia, France, and Germany say talks aimed at resuming a ceasefire between the Ukrainian military and pro-Russian rebels should begin no later than Saturday. The diplomats were meeting Wednesday in Berlin. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.